Hello and welcome to the Wanted podcast. My name is Pew Mpia, editor of Business Day Wanted. It's late January 2025, and we hope you enter gently into the new year. For our first podcast of the year, we bring you Wanted Beauty with our beauty editor Nox Tusi and Matahle Stofile, our beauty contributor. This episode was recorded in early December 2024 as we officially entered summer and brings you all the seasonal product recommendations and ingenious hacks you need for the best summer skin. As always, the chat is as entertaining as it is informative. Enjoy.
Hey, Nox.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
I'm good. I feel like it's been a while.
Yeah, it has. But I'm glad to be back.
Are you a summer or winter beauty girl?
I'm a winter baby just by DNA, but I do love like summer skin and just the feeling of summer beauty. So I'm like a winter baby, but summer presenting.
I get it. And you were attending a few summer beauty events, I think in the past few weeks. Do you have any highlights there? Maybe you came across some things you want to share with us? I don't know. I haven't been to many beauty events, but I know that you attended some interesting places.
Yeah, definitely. So obviously now the new season, brands are coming out with like all their new products and very much a big focus on summer. So we had like a beautiful one with Woolworths, which was like Summer Beautyscape, which was gorgeous, like outside and just like highlighting all their products, from skincare to makeup to fragrance, focus on hydration.
Mm-hmm.
And funnily enough, on that day, it was one of those 34, 31 watt. So it was... They were baking.
At least you were outside in the gardens.
Yes.
And Woolies, I mean, we know Woolies to be of quality in everything that they do. I thought that was such a clever idea what they did, showcasing all the brands. Because when people think of Woolies Beauty, they only think of their in-store brand.
Yes.
I mean, their Woolies Beauty brand. Yes. And we forget about all the other beautiful heritage brands that are just known for great quality, which is such a great fit for them. And I also know that they're bringing Charlotte Mensah, or they've brought Charlotte Mensah to South Africa. So yes, we love Woolies Beauty, and we love the product. So that's pretty exciting. What are we talking about today?
So today, since we are in summer, it's new season, the heat wave is here, we still want to look good.
Mm-hmm.
We still want to look good. We still want our makeup to stay on. We still want to be cute.
Oh my God, we don't
want
to melt.
We don't want to melt.
Melting faces.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
So in today's episode, we really want to just focus on the summer trends that we're loving, that we're excited to try. Also the hacks just to navigate the season that we swear by. And then also what we are keeping in terms of products, our top products, and also what we can just let go of this season.
Sure. Yeah. I'm good with hacks, not so good with trends. So I'm going to let you start with the trends, going to chirp around the trends because I know, I'm not up to date with the trends. But go on, tell us about the summer trends.
So trends can be quite tricky to navigate because there's so many, and like every second thing is a trend, even though it's not really, but
and they also regurgitate a lot, right?
It's like just a wheel that keeps spinning, so it's important to just, I always think with trends, just find the one you like and then just try it out. Don't like absorb everything. Don't be like a trend. Now you have
don't
like
get the FOMO when it comes to trends.
Just pick the one you like, the one you've tried, and then stick with that. But in terms of just colors for the season, I think one of the big ones that came through was butter yellow. I don't know if you've seen butter yellow a lot.
Wait. Wearing it on your face or kind
so
of?
So it's mainly in fashion, came through in the fashion world with the soft pale yellow, and then now it's on, you can wear it on your nails. I'm thinking like butter yellow nails summer is really good.
Beautiful.
Like as a solid color or as like a French tip. I would even say if you are wanting to dabble in like eyeliners, yellow eyeliners,
the top line,
like a soft yellow, like eyeshadow flush on your face, you know.
Do you think that's complexion, does it even matter your complexion if you're going to put on, say, a pale yellow eye? Because I'm seeing it on dark skin as gorgeous and it pops.
Yes.
If you're quite pale, would that fade you? Or maybe just go for a bolder yellow.
Yes,
rather than
I think
a pale.
You definitely have to consider like your skin tone. Sure. So I would go in terms of like eyeshadows and that, go between like that like frosty yellow to like maybe a more vibrant yellow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That would probably translate softer on your skin once you like blend it in.
Nox is wearing a yellow dress today. No one can see it but me. But I want to say lucky dress. But
yeah,
no one can see
dress.
It. Okay.
So like from pale yellow to like mustard. Yeah, and just even like little touches. Like I think eyeliner is such a great way to like just add that bit. You can have like a very neutral eyeshadow,
yes,
but then just have like a flick of yellow,
which
is quite cute.
I like that.
So yellow is like really, I'm loving yellow of late. And then I'd also say that blue is getting quite some traction again.
My favorite color.
Right. Gorgeous on like, I think it looks great on like a lot of skin tones, but like mainly like a darker complexion. It's just stunning. If you've got brown eyes, even better.
Oh, wow.
You know, so that's on like eyeshadow, nails.
Also nails, yes.
Accessories in your
hair.
Like,
yes.
So blue is getting quite a lot of traction from a spectrum. So like from a vibrant like cobalt blue to like even like a baby blue.
Sure.
Is also kind of working in that spectrum there as well. So for colors, I think that's like the nice ones to dabble into. And I think it will carry into next year as well.
Yeah, those give a big summer vibe actually, a blue, a yellow.
Yes. And then second trend, which is also a favorite of mine, is definitely blush. Blush is not going anywhere.
I know. Blush is so important.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. It's just, I'm like, the more the merrier.
Okay, so are you a cream blush or a powder blush girl? Like, what's your blush preference?
Both.
What does it depend? Dependable or you just?
It depends on, I guess it depends on the day. Like I love the look of a cream blush, but off late I've loved to mix them. So like start with the cream blush as a base, and then you'll just set it with the,
powder
on top. There's also been this other way of applying where you'll do a powder first and then you'll do a cream blush on top. And it gives that like very like highlightery, glowy look to the blush. So that's also a nice one to try. But I think with the heat, double up with the blush so that it doesn't slip and slide everywhere.
You're going to need that powder version.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have favorite brands when it comes to blush?
Well, the one that I really, really love of late that I've been using quite recently is, it's from Chanel, from the blush collection, but it's a red blush, like a bright red. You need like the tiniest bit cream blush, and it's in a pot. It's called Red Camellia, the shade.
Mm-hmm.
The tiniest bit, and it's like
spread it out.
It's stunning. It's absolutely stunning.
Okay.
So yeah, that's one of my favorites that I've been loving to use right now, and it gives like that, like you just went to the gym, that like very flushed
sure
look.
And I suppose blush is amazing for summer because that dewy effect. I mean,
yes,
it's such a fine line in summer and makeup.
Yes, you have
to know what you're doing, and we're talking about being in a heat wave, so a lot of people's makeup is just going to be melting before they even leave the house. So we're going to have to consider those powders more and more. But,
yes.
Okay. Do you have any other trends?
So I think also what is, in terms of hair, like just like summer hair, I've been loving the wet look that's been like the runways. It's
okay.
Come back.
So tell me about, I do not get the wet look.
I love the
Whether
wet look.
Whether you're a black woman, white woman, I'm just kind of, Kim Kardashian. I'm like, what is the wet look thing? Like, what is this? What
I
is
don't
the
know
thing?
What it is about it. Like, it's just, it just looks, for me, it just looks so good.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
Just like wet.
Whether
mermaid,
it's long hair or bob.
A little
like,
bob.
It's just,
and with a little bit of texture.
So how do you get that finish? Is it a gel?
Some people use a gel. Some people use like wet the hair and then use like a, there are like some wet look
product.
Products.
Okay.
But like, I've tried it with like just wetting the hair like a wig and then using a leave-in conditioner.
Okay.
So that it doesn't like dry. So it helps to like lock that water in, and then it just gives that.
Also, I must stay away from commenting too much on hair trends with no hair on your head.
I love that wet look. It just looks, it's so summery. It just looks like you've just had a swim or...
Without getting to have like a swim.
And also, it disguises so many sins. Like, you could have been sweating. Uh-huh. You could have been... Didn't have time to do your hair.
You maybe your hair is too static. The wig just won't freaking settle down. So you can actually just hydrate.
So it's so low maintenance. Like, just people are like, oh, wet look. And you're just like, that time no electricity, couldn't blow down my hair.
Love it.
So I just love that. And then also what I really love is just these like shorter braided styles.
Yes.
So like just like a short braided bob with maybe like beads in it, or like just a very close to the skin, close to the scalp, like cornrows or those shorter ones. I think people tend to go to box braids and longer styles,
especially in summer, and it's actually quite impractical. It's very hot.
Yeah, extremely.
I love bluntly cut braided bob, like you know, kind of like the old school, not too thin but not too thick like box braids, but just above the shoulders and then just bluntly chopped. I think that's like so chic.
No, they're like stunning. Like there's so many different styles now, like very artistic, you know. You can have like a high pony, but then it's like very sculptural braids. One that I've also loved as well, it's called Koroba Braids, from, it's got of Nigerian origin, but it's like a braid, but then it has like a coil at the end.
Oh, yes. Have you seen the coil? Okay, I saw it. I literally was at a music concert outdoors, and somebody walked in late, and they were walking right in the front, and I was like, those are my next braids. It was literally this short braid, but at the end she had the round coil, and stunning. I was like, wow, that is stunning.
Yeah, so I think let's go that direction for summer then, like the long
guys, we've
just
done
keep it short, cute, very like stunning.
Okay, I like those. Are we gonna do some, I think let's do some hacks,
definitely
some summer hacks. Wow. Oh, gosh, I mean, it's, again, talking of this heat. The one thing I know I've been doing a lot of is a lot of cold rinses. So whether I'm showering or after I wash my face, it has to be completed with a very cold rinse.
That is such a cheat code. I've been doing that this week. It's so amazing.
It has to be done, guys, because otherwise, by the time you're moisturizing, you are sweating when you come out of that shower. So I've been doing that a lot. I mean, my husband likes to just go straight into a cold shower, Wim Hof the whole thing. I do not do that. I hate jumping into cold water. I can't do it.
No.
So I start my shower sort of warm, and I finish it off cold. And it's so refreshing. So even at night when I wash my face, if I'm not in the shower or if I'm washing my face from a sink, warm water to kind of cleanse, and then I always finish with the cold rinse. I find that so good. So refreshing.
It feels like you took like a dip in the pool.
Absolutely.
Like, it's so good.
Did I tell you my almost 10-year-old girl asked me for skincare for her birthday? And I was like, okay, so what are we talking about when we say we want skincare? And she said, like a face spray.
Yes!
And I was like, you know, I need a face spray. Right. So that's the other thing. I'm like, I need a hydrating face mist of sorts that you can just keep in your bag. And throughout the day, you can just refresh the skin, because it does. It feels like, especially now, being in Joburg, it feels like product just evaporates out of your skin as soon as you leave the door because it's so hot. So to have that spray that's constantly feeding water back into the skin, I think that's quite important. So that's my first hack, is cold water for the win, guys. Like, just cold water to fit. Even after shampooing your hair, rinse with cold water rather. And it makes such a difference in terms of just cooling you down when you come out of that shower.
No, it really works. I can agree with you on that. Like, that's been the best. And coming back to this facial mist, like, that's also one of my hacks as well. Like, get a facial mist, put it in the fridge so it's nice and cold.
Let it sleep there.
It sleep there. Then you have, like, a nice misting in the morning put in your bag. It's just amazing. For me, just with this humidity and heat, Just always, I would say, in terms of makeup, one of the reasons why it may be sliding off is because there might be too much of it. So I think we need to just, the best thing that I'm finding is just wearing less makeup. So in terms of like foundation, just like do like half of what you would usually wear, because the more that you layer, it kind of like the skin can't breathe, your skin can't breathe. So then the way that it's trying to like, okay, let's just get rid of all this product is just...
It's going
to
be a lot.
It all, yeah. So the heat is just going to melt it away. So go lighter, even with powders, just like powder where you need. Don't like bake your whole face and like just go less.
I like that. And interestingly, my next hack is get a facial. Go and get a facial to prep your skin so that you can really, really minimize on the makeup. So find a place that where they know exactly what they're doing, or a place that you've been going and they really understand your skin. But if you've never been for a facial, I think find a facial that's going to first exfoliate your skin to prep it, and then feed in the hydration. So go get a hydrating facial, professional facial. And then that way, you don't have to worry too much about covering up. There's nothing to cover up. You strike that beautiful, glowy balance. And then your makeup can be, you know, your eyeliner, the colors we're talking about, your lipstick, without going heavy on the on what you're putting on the skin. So that would be my second, is professional facial. And actually, I not discovered, but went for the first time to an event there. It's a place in Parkmore. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. It's L-U-E-U-R.
Lure Aesthetics
and Wellness. Wonderful owner. I think her name is Bev. I met her. I just love the setting. It's this house with the gorgeous garden. And you can just... The staff is what impressed me the most. You know, the therapists there, they're really... are super friendly. They know what they're doing, and they're so easy to talk to if you're somebody who's never really delved into the facial space. I know it can be very intimidating, but these guys are so amazing to talk to explain all the things, and they have brands that are so amazing. So you can actually let them recommend whatever brand for your facial. You won't go wrong, because they just stock only the best over there. So I'd say professional facial, make sure it's going to exfoliate and then hydrate your skin.
100%.
And then you're set to do the trends.
Yeah, I've been to the establishment as well. Like, it's amazing.
It's
and like
great.
The treatment room, they open the doors, it feels like you're in the garden.
You can be, indoor outdoor treatment vibe. It's so good.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. And then just for my trend as well, my next one, I feel like I'm focusing a lot on makeup, but like...
But that's good, because I'm not talking much about makeup, so the people need the makeup info.
I'm just like, how do we meet this humidity? I would definitely say when you do wear your makeup, always double up, like cream, blush.
Oh, you mean layer it?
Layer it, so that it stays. So if you are going for like a full glam, full
So you've got an event, and you need to,
then always just double up. Start with your cream. So do all your creams first. So you'll be your foundation, your liquids, cream, blush, and then go over with
a powder.
A powder, just to set that contour, cream, powder.
Okay.
So that you're also not doing like too much excessive like setting powders.
Just one double up. So cream and then powder and then stop.
And then stop.
Don't keep building.
Don't build.
I thought you meant keep
cream,
building.
Start with your cream, and then do like a corresponding powder. So even with like your eyeshadows, like if you want something that's gonna like be long wearing, then you'll do like maybe like a cream, let's say brown, then you'll do your brown eyeshadow.
So keep the color the same as well.
Yeah, keep it the same, or like complementary.
That's a good one. That's a good tip.
Double that up. I learned that one actually from Sir John, makeup artist Sir John. He doubles up. It works for Beyonce.
Because I don't like I don't like a powdery foundation anymore, like a matte foundation. Mm. But I also know that I immediately just melt. I put it on, and then 2 hours later, it looks like everything has sunk into my skin.
Yes.
Because I just don't even bother with the powder. So, which is why I just stop with the makeup altogether at some point. But this is a very good tip. I think this is very useful. I was thinking about hair and just protecting scalp, because... Once 100%. Again,
100%. 100%.
Alopecia is real. So my grandmother, my mom, the balding started at the crown of the head.
Yes.
It's happening with my sister and I, starting to thin. And I'm just like, oh my goodness. So I have been thinking a lot about, and a lot of brands are introducing hair serums and those stimulating silicone things, those massager things.
Those are actually quite good.
They're so good. I like them.
I tried once. I was like, ooh, this is nice.
Me too. So now every time I apply a hair product, I'm definitely, I use that thing to just like kind of get it into, you know, stimulating the follicle. But hats. I find that you really, really, this summer especially, everybody needs a good summer hat, because not only to cover up the scalp, which is always so exposed to the sun, and the crown of your head especially, guys, we forget about how much sun hits on that place, drying up the scalp, sucking out all the moisture, and then also you get sweaty, so then you want to shampoo, and then you're sucking out more moisture. Yes. So I think like a good summer hat is really a good investment, because not only is it protecting your hair and scalp, but also your face. Yeah, I would say even with before any products, I would just say a hat is really important. And then I would say also find a scalp serum with that silicone rubbery massager thing, because hey man, there's something there. And I mean, everyone has it now. I know Kérastase has got a gorgeous range that they actually sent me for coily and curly hair. And I was so thrilled, because Kérastase was one of those shampoos in school the white girls used to use, and it smells so good.
Yeah.
And then we use our shampoos that smelled so sweet and so childish.
Yeah.
And they had this fresh, so when
it's
I
very
was
like fresh professional.
Exactly, the
salon.
So when they send this stuff, they're like, Matt, your stuff, this is not for, I was like, is this for my hair? They were like, no, really, this is for your hair. And the scent is amazing. Yeah. I would say, though, I feel like it's three times more than their usual other ranges. Like, it's like they've piled on the scent.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually something I find more and more. As soon as products are directed at black people or black women in beauty, I find that somehow brands seem to just go a little heavier handed on the scent. I don't know. Is that a thing? Research has shown that black people like to smell really strongly of perfume, because I did. I used the Kérastase. I loved the scent. But even 3 days later, I was like, oh my God, like I'm still passing. I'm still smelling like this thing, but it's really strong now. It's kind of competing with my perfume. So I would say if I were there, I would have halved on that perfume formulation, whatever they put in there. But it's beautiful. I love the range.
Now when you say it, I'm just like, actually, I wonder why.
There's a lot of our stuff that's very heavily scented, which bugs me the most, because, again, of we know that perfume is where brands don't have to disclose what's in the ingredients. And we also know that when we talk about the endocrine system and how so many people are getting fibroids and so many, why are these black? Still, the cosmetic industry refuses to admit to any role playing in these issues. But we know with scientific research that black women wear more cosmetics than anybody else. So if we are piling it more than anyone else, and the perfume is piled more than anyone else is in our products, it's a problem for me. I'm kind of like, no, why are we piling on the toxicity on us? Come on, guys. We also want the clean, beautiful, but still fresh-smelling things, you know? We also like minimalist sometimes.
Right, absolutely. I loved your hack about the hats and just like that physical protection.
Yeah.
For me, I'm more of a scarf girl when it comes to summer.
Okay.
I love like a satin scarf. Printed satin scarf, you can
just
wrap it on your head,
drape
it. You can use it like if you have braids, you can like tie up your hair, like make a little bow. Like I just love the versatility of a scarf.
Yes.
Just for like every day. And it also gives that very like carefree.
Just give a holiday,
just like, I just couldn't
rich
find a
auntie vibe.
Just put on a little scarf. So I
like
love that.
That
as well.
And I actually never thought of that as providing shade as well, but that's exactly, it's like light covering,
it's
but
it's light
also,
cover.
Okay, it protects you from the direct sunlight.
And I've seen, like, just of like trends and things like that, people are doubling up. So they'll wear like a hat, let's say it's a cap or a bucket hat, and then they'll put a scarf over the hat. So it's like you get that, like the shade of the hat, and then you can cover the back of
the neck.
And then
as
it has
well.
Like a very I don't know,
okay,
Russian babushka feel to it. So I love that. So okay, hat and scarf, I think that combo is a definite.
That's
must.
Really good. I never thought of that. My mom's got lots of scarves. Maybe now I need to get into it.
Get a scarf.
And do you have any more hacks before we get into product?
So just one more hack for hair. I think people underestimate the power of, so we all love SPF, but there's also SPF for your hair.
Uh-huh.
So investing in like a sun shield or like a spray that has like SPF quality so that your scalp has also got that protection as well. Like I've seen like even like a braid spray are starting to incorporate some sort of an SPF element into the formula so that when you're spraying your scalp, you're getting that protection as well.
That's
from the sun.
That's such a good one, Knox. Yeah. Also because I always think of hair the same way I think of skin.
Yes.
Everything your skin needs, your hair also needs it. So it's good that we're getting hair SPF. I have never tried an SPF product on my hair. This will be the summer. I do that.
Little sun shield.
Yeah. Products, impressive products for the summer that you reckon everyone should be considering.
Need.
Yeah.
Okay, we know how I feel about blush, obviously. I definitely think like blush is a must. Everyone needs a blush. People are like, oh, I'm afraid to use blush. Use it. You'll love it.
It makes it's such amazing. A difference to your to the dimension of your face.
Yes. It's like before you put blush on, you look so flat.
You look flat.
Yes.
And you don't think you look flat until you just do a tiny bit of blush and then it lifts everything.
I look like I've slept. Rested.
Cool.
I love a blush, but I think for the summer, I think go towards warmer toned blushes. So like your reds, your like dusty terracotta, maroon, orange, coral. Like, let's leave the pink, because I feel like pink can translate to like chilly winter. So like to get that like warmth, you know, into the skin. So go for like the warmer toned blushes.
And it's, I mean, with, can you, I'm sure you can. So like if it's two cream blushes and you want to mix the two shades, because, just
absolutely.
Like foundation.
So definitely like those warmer blush tones and also like hybrid blushes. So like there are formulas now that are mixing highlighter and blush together.
Nice.
So you get that like glowy blush. So you can just focus it on the high planes and it's a two in one step and you're done.
That's what I need.
Love.
I struggle applying highlighter, but I want the highlighter effect. But I'm not a makeup artist. So I do the very minimum with my own hands. And then I'm always trying to add on a tiny bit of highlight and then it just looks too much. And that sounds like the product
for me. That would be great because it's just like a seamless glow, but then you also have the blush and you don't have to worry about
really good.
Where you put it.
Have you heard of Life and Swift hair dryer?
Life and Swift? No, I have not.
The new hair dryer that has landed on our shores.
Tell me.
So, this genius little product. There's a Chinese startup who created this product. The brand is called Lifen, and the actual hair dryer is the Lifen Swift.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the size of this microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Lightweight.
Yeah.
So Lima, my daughter, she can hold it and dry her own hair without it getting too heavy or tangling or getting too, you know. It's so light. Beautiful, beautiful, slick design.
Yes.
The attachments are all magnetic, so none of that when you go,
and then
it goes flying across the room.
Oh, no, worst.
That does not happen.
Yes.
It doesn't make that huge sound. Mama, I'll be blow dry. Okay, why is everyone shouting? Because the hair dryer. There's none of that. It just hums nicely. But it's the genius of this product, Knox, is that zero heat damage. So we're talking about summer, and we know how damaging, excessive heat can be, especially on our type hair. But also if you're somebody who wears a wig or a weave and you are constantly straightening your hair, let's say.
Yes.
So you're getting double heat from your flat iron and your hair dryer. You want a life in your life because it has different temperature settings, but it doesn't go as high as your normal other hair dryer.
Yes.
So I think the others can go up to 120 or even more degrees Celsius.
Mm.
The highest it goes to is 80. That's the hottest. But you can literally set it on room temperature, and it still dries your hair three times faster.
Oh, wow.
Because of the amazing technology that they've incorporated in there. It's such a brilliant, brilliant a product, easy to travel with, which is also nice for this time of the year. And yeah, you can get it online. I think they have a website that you can buy it from, but also from selected at-home stores. And I think the at-home website. So they stock it at home. It is such
amazing.
A great product. I'm looking at you and your hair. I'm like, you probably use a lot of heat to style and whatever not, but it is. It's just because you have long hair.
Yeah.
I mean, you always, so you need to consider that anybody who is, who uses heat products on their hair, this is the hair dryer that you need. So for me, this is my number one product recommendation for this summer.
Yeah, and it's so frequent in summer as well, especially like you go to the beach and
you swim.
Exactly.
And then it's almost dinner and you want to quickly.
Exactly.
It's the best. Three times faster, guys, because it is. It's all the things.
Must be quick.
Nobody's got time to be sitting for an hour drying hair in what, December.
At all.
So that's my number one product. What about you?
For me, okay, so I will always be a sunscreen advocate.
Of course.
I love sunscreen. Wear it every day, no matter what your skin tone.
Have you stuck to the same sunscreen all these years, or do you find that they keep improving? So you mm-hmm. also...
I kind of keep to... I don't keep the exact same one, but I always, there's some that I always come back to. Like, I always come back to Eucerin.
Me too.
All the time.
My mom doesn't even want to touch anything. Like,
I always come back to Eucerin. Mm-hmm. I always come back to, like, La Mer, mm-hmm. The Helles one, which is amazing. So, speaking of La Mer, they have this new hybrid, like a tinted sunscreen. So it gives you the coverage and it gives you the protection.
Nice.
It's called the Helles Photo Repair Tint.
Nice.
It's amazing.
What do you think of Heliocare? Their sunscreen.
Love them as well.
Me too.
Love them. I have
Very
the body
underrated.
Spray one, which I spray.
I love their sunscreen as well. I think beautiful formulations. You can't go wrong with their stuff. Okay.
So I always sunscreen. Come back to those three. I always come back to, but I'll try like any sunscreen. But those ones, if I see it, I'm like,
default go. Yeah.
Exactly. So those are great, especially if you want to be wearing less. You have your sunscreen, you have your coverage.
Yes.
You walk out the door, put on some blush, and then
nice.
Then you're out.
Okay. Anything else that's pretty impressive?
Just an honorary mention would be Body Glow. I feel like we're always focusing on the face, but I feel that the body is also getting a lot of attention, even in terms of products that are coming out. A lot of scrubs, a lot of exfoliators, a lot of body glow, shimmer things, oils.
Say we ignore the bigger real estate of skin.
Right.
And focus on just the 1% that is the face. It's like, what about the rest?
Exactly.
So that's a good one.
So body glow, just treat yourself with like some great exfoliators. Add some shimmer to those shoulders. Don't be ashy.
Get
know?
Rid of that orange skin. Exfoliate. Okay,
yeah,
cool. I also think, like, just on that exfoliate thing, I still swear by the... I mean, since I turned 40, I just found this is what works for me. Vitamin C in the morning, vitamin A at night. I think we've talked about
100%.
This. And that will keep your skin at that very sweet spot of the perfect glow.
Mm.
Then you don't have to be worrying too much about physical exfoliation weekly. If you have a great vitamin A, like a retinol product for nighttime, and you have a great vitamin C, antioxidant product for the morning... your skin will thank you.
That's true. That's like the power duo. That is.
That's the power duo every skin needs.
Anything today.
Yep.
That.
Every takeaway, anything.
Definitely that.
Okay, cool. And then do you have anything else?
So I think along with things that we are loving, I think it's also important to mention new season. We want to just kind of do an edit on what actually works.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there are some things that we can let go of for the season. For me, definitely what I think I'll be ditching this summer is just foundation.
My God, that's my ditch too. That is my ditch. I was like, this summer.
Foundation.
No thanks. I will just be investing in more skincare so that I do not have to bother with foundation.
Skincare, if you want coverage, there's so many tinted moisturizers, tinted SPFs.
Yeah. A little blush. Yeah.
Just get a good concealer. Just cover where you want.
Get a good mascara.
That's it.
Get a good mascara.
It's too hot for foundation.
It's too hot. I also was like, ditch the foundation. Mm-hmm. But also on the shout out products, just to go back just a little step back, I really, really want to shout out. I'm so excited about this Charlotte Mensa coming here. So I really, their hair oil. Have you ever tried that hair oil?
I haven't. I haven't tried the hair oil. Like, I love Charlotte Mensa, so I was like, oh my gosh, what are you even saying?
That hair oil is insane. And it's such a small bottle. It's almost like the size of a big serum, which made me panic because I was like, for hair? I mean, this is going to finish in no time. Exactly. No, it didn't. It lasted so long and I was using it on Luma's lots of hair. After washing, the hair is like a cloud. It really softens the hair, and it's made out of mangeti oil, which is also mongongo, which is a seed.
Yes. So it's quite thick in texture.
Yes, okay. It's quite thick in texture, but it's not sticky. It's actually very glossy.
Oh, I love that texture.
It's very glossy in texture, but it's thick. Oh. And then it just holds your hair, and then your hair feels like a freaking cloud. It is amazing. I love that. And she created a hairbrush for our hair that is insane. Because you know those brushes, and then they'll have those little bollicky knobs at the end?
Yes.
Horrible for our hair. They'll take our hair. So it's the same brush, but without the bollickies. And to detangle, tangled up kids' hair, that brush, everybody needs it.
That brush, that oil.
That brush, that oil, and you're good when you're doing any kind of hair wash. So Charlotte Mensa brush and that Charlotte Mensa oil are the two things I am getting for the family this summer.
I'm going to get that too.
to make hair wash days very, very easy. So, yeah. So we're ditching the foundation, both of us.
We're ditching the foundation. Yeah. 100%. I think also just like high maintenance hairstyles, just keep it simple as well. Yes. Just do a little corduroy braid. Just give your hair, your skin, everything a rest. Like, just don't
do have
too much.
This is just as the last one. Do you have a body lotion that you prefer for summer? Because with the problem with Joburg, it's so dry.
Yes.
But you also need something hydrating enough, but not too thick because it's too hot. What works for you?
At the moment, I am using like the Dove body lotions. Uh-huh. They can be a little bit thicker, but I think for summer, the bio oil.
The bio oil lotion.
It's like water.
Of course.
It's like
water. Forget about that.
And it's beautiful. It gives a lovely sheen to the skin.
Nice.
So I think that one is the best. And it's designed to, you know, work in humidity and just keep your skin hydrated, but it just goes in, absorbs.
Good one. I forgot about the bio oil lotion.
It's the best. It's the best.
Nice.
A body lotion.
Okay. Ditching the foundation and we're going lighter on the body lotion. Lighter but effective.
Yes.
Enough. Anything 100%. Else you want to say about summer skin or summer beauty, let's say?
Yeah, I think we've covered quite a lot and there's some good little hacks there that I'm even jotting down for myself. But I just think, just have fun with it. Like, summer is just, take it easy. We all, like, end of the year, we're relaxing. Give your body, give your skin, give your
give everything
hair
a rest.
A rest. Just take it low maintenance, keep it simple.
All right, guys, that's our summer beauty episode.
Thank you for joining us for Wanted Beauty on the Wanted Podcast. Knox and Matatla will be back soon with another installment. Please look out for us on your shelves for the first issue of the year, our February issue being all about renewal, rebirth, and all things new. With this issue, we also present a refreshed Wanted with some editorial and design tweaks to go with the sense of newness. We trust you will enjoy. Remember to log on to wantedonline.co.za daily and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and X at WantedOnlineSA. This podcast is available on Spotify, Apple, and Iono. Till next time, I am Spiwe Mpche.